The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
I was very well prepared, and we did it again at 40 years of age.
The Demolition Man, Alistair Overeem!
Stamen comes on strong in the second, and then strong again in the third.
8 months ago, I came here and said I was one of the best bantamweights in the world. I just beat number seven, and I just proved that.
Cody the Spartan Stamen!
Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I'm made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous. Listen to me, we're at it.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. Let's do it. I'm Jim.
Matt. No, boo.
No, it's perfect. No, I like it. I'm Jim. I'm Matt, and I'm taking my glasses off. It's perfect.
We start over. Let's start the whole thing over. Ready?
Nah, we're good. I think we're good.
Let's pretend like we're starting over.
Okay, let's start over.
Do a different one.
Okay, we'll do a different one. Totally not this. We're not going to replay that one and this one, so we look ridiculous.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to once again welcome people to UFC Unfiltered since we already did it, and I'll say that I'm Jim, and you're going to say...
I'll switch it up a little. Said, well, you don't just say you're Jim. Do it in a cool way. What are we? Are we a couple of assholes?
No, like, this is all in. So we're letting them see the process of how we start the podcast.
Let's go.
Okay. All right. Now forget the first two. You didn't hear those. Here we go. I'm Jim, and this is UFC Unfiltered, and here's my partner.
Hey, how are you? Hall of Famer. Boosh!
That's good. Hey, how are you, Hall of Famer? It's perfect. Oh, this is good.
Oh, shit, Jimmy. Now I'm just embarrassed.
No, you're good. I mean, look, one of those three. We'll let the listeners hear them all.
Right away.
We have Cody Stamen and Alistair Overeem. Alistair Overeem returning to the program. We've had him on quite a few times. Obviously fighting the main event against Alexander Volkov this Saturday, February 6th, the UFC Fight Night. I always enjoy Overeem, and I'm really fascinated by his success and how good he has looked in the last five fights.
Did you ever see Goldfinger? No, Goldmember.
Was that Austin Powers?
That was Austin Powers.
I know the name. I've never seen it.
Well, that's the one when he fights the one of the he plays the villain also, not just Dr. Evil.
Oh,
who I love, Dr. Evil's awesome.
Sure,
but also. He pays a Goldmember. I think the guy's name is Goldmember.
Oh.
And he's from Holland. And he would always go, What was he saying? I'm from Holland. I'm Dutch. Isn't that weird? I don't know. I can't do it well. But it was funny. I don't know, Jimmy. We're off to a fucking great, great start. This is a colossal, horrendous start to the show.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect.
Because when I was about to do it, I realized I can't do the accent.
So you can.
I can't do the accent.
Do the Dutch accent.
But I want to know what's so weird about being from Holland is basically my question.
Honestly, nothing. Well, you try the Dutch accent. If we don't like it, we'll take it out. I mean, we wouldn't leave it in.
In Goldmember, Austin Powers, he go, No, I don't. I never tried it before.
Yeah. But just for us. We'll take it out.
Let's not air it if it's not
good. Yeah.
Could you do it first? Do you know what it is?
I don't know what a Dutch accent is. I've never seen it.
It's gonna be so cringy. Would you say something like, "No, forget it, Jimmy."
Why? I haven't seen it. You I won't know if it's good or not because I've never seen it.
He'd be like, "I'm from Holland." What did he say? His name is Goldmember, mm-hmm. And he was a weird dude. He's like, "What did he say? Holland or I'm Dutch?" He goes, "I'm from Holland. Isn't that weird?"
Yeah.
This whole, none of this is airing.
Let's every just minute.
Okay. I have a reputation.
That's true. That's true.
Of being a fucking man child. Just
that's right.
Fuck it.
It's got to, they should see our process, Matt. I think the listeners, it's very hot in here. I'm physically very uncomfortable. While you talk for a second, I'm going to turn my heat down. I'm fucking dying.
Okay. I like to talk to the unfiltered army. Okay. It's weird. It's weird, people. Sometimes as you get older, you give less of an F. You think the young kids don't give an F? Jimmy, yes, what I'm telling our listeners is, as you get older, you give less of a shit about a lot of things.
That's right.
A lot of things, Jimmy. So you think the young kids are like, I don't give a fuck. No. It's the older people. Not like you. And that's I think the ultimate people who don't give a fuck are probably the super old people that are having the sandals with the socks and walking out in their shorts. They don't give a fuck. They're not out trying to get laid or anything. I don't know what that means. But
no, you're right, Matt. And it's, you know what it is? It's like I was reading something on these social media influencers, half of them that are faking it. A lot of them are faking it. It's fake private planes and fake upgrades to first class just so companies really upgrade them. It's all this fake bullshit. They're buying followers because they care so much about what people think about them. And as you get older, you care less because you realize even if people think I'm cool, who gives a fuck? People have thought I was cool and I know I'm a flop. So it doesn't matter what they think. You start to, as you get older, you realize it doesn't really matter if they think that you do something cool or not. Like, you know, that's why we don't give a shit as you get older, because you realize how unimportant even it is when they like us.
It's funny. Like even the smallest things. I remember even like right now I'm 46, when I just got married, I remember I'm always into video games, as you might know.
Yes.
So I remember it was the first time I ever put like one of the headsets on when I was talking to my friends or people and I felt like embarrassed by it. I'm like, I feel weird. I wasn't like big on, I don't know. I just felt like, I don't know what it was. maybe it was me being a grown up with the thing on my head.
Yeah. Cause it is embarrassing. It should be. You felt appropriate.
I say, Jimmy, because now I went way over that. Like I went, it's like, I'm not from not giving a shit. Now I'm wearing I'm wearing the VR set.
Yeah.
I'm living in that thing. Well, my wife likes it. Like, you know, I'm not out at the, I'm not out having a night out with the guys at the fucking whatever. I'm not at the cigar bar.
I'm now doing the workout you told me that your wife does. Those 20 minute things that you hit the ball. I'm doing those. I did it last night and I even bought, because the problem with the VR is you'll sweat and you don't want to sweat on the foam and it gets all stinky.
Yeah.
So I bought these replacement things. They're like a rubberish.
I have to get those. My wife was just talking about
they're great. They're like 20 bucks.
She does that. She does that fitness thing on there. And you're punching the, punching the balls. Yeah. But like the glowing balls and burst. I didn't realize it was like a competition. I was doing it to get a workout. I'm like a little bit, but I was always like last. Like when I look at them, my wife's like first in every one of them. And she's doing the fucking, cause when you hit with the proper amount of like force and whatnot. Yeah. And you get these streaks going. Like give us a play. She kills it. She fucking kills it.
But I don't compete. I play solo player.
That's what I should do. That way I don't feel like such a
I never care. I don't want to see other people doing it. I just me. Like it literally is just for a workout. And you feel after 20 minutes, sometimes if I do this, I'll cycle through it twice. That's a lot of cardio because you're moving, you're squatting.
I guarantee you're sweating.
Man. That's why I bought those rubber things that go over the Oculus. Yeah. And they're actually good. I tried it last night.
Yeah.
And I also use it to meditate. I'm trying to meditate.
Using that thing? Tell me. You got to text me after because I'm going to forget.
Yeah.
Tell me where I go with that, because I might be bored with that shit.
It's an app called Trip. I'll text it to you. My friend has a part in it, and he's a doctor I know, and he recommended it, and I use it, and it helps you breathing exercises, and it's pretty calming. It's pretty calming.
Oh, it's not just me sitting in like a fucking waterfall?
It can be, sure. They have that option too.
Yeah, it's very good. I'm loving the VR, dude. And especially you. Like, you can escape your... Because you're in a...
Yeah.
First of all, you have a beautiful apartment. But
Thank you.
You know, you can always go out. But, you know, especially, like, you can't even, like, go outside on your patio and shit as much now. It's so fucking cold.
Yeah, I wish UFC... I was doing, I want to see UFC fights in VR. Like, I know that they've probably talked about it, but it would be so great to be at events in VR.
That's probably like the future. And yep. Also, do you ever watch movies in there? I heard you could watch movies in there.
I've seen videos. I'm not going to, I don't like tying accounts together. I never like, hey, log in with this account, log in with, then every fucking account has your contact in. Fuck all that. I don't like that. So I'll go on YouTube VR and look at like those things, but I haven't watched a movie yet and I won't use Netflix in there because I don't want to tie it into my Netflix account. I mean, how much, you know, I don't need to be on the grid completely everywhere. Not that anyone cares when I'm watching on Netflix. It's boring.
Not to switch gears. Did you think I was actually from Holland when I did that thing before?
I was very convinced.
Was it convincing?
Yes, yes.
My first cousin lives there, David. David and Nils, yeah. They, my uncle went over there, and he was fucking backpacking. He was like a hippie. He met some Dutch girl, this nice lady, and whatever. They had my cousin. So I was over there like over 20 years ago and hanging out. What a good time, Jimmy. I was 23.
You had fun, right?
Yeah. You know, it's a young, you know,
young buck,
fucking young buck out exploring things.
Yeah.
You know, but you know what happens in fucking Amsterdam, you know, stays there.
Yeah. Anyway. But what happens in Amsterdam stays on the window.
We have the great Alistair Overeem.
He's not in yet, I don't think, but he should be coming soon.
But he is coming soon. And it's funny. He should feel. I don't want to bring up all the shit. I don't want to bring up the fight with Rozenstruik because, you know.
Well, he, as far as I'm concerned, he won that fight. Like, as a fighter, even though it's an L, he knows he beat that guy for 5 rounds. He was incredible, that fight.
For the people that don't know, that should know, why don't you tell me what happened? In the fifth round.
He fought. I don't know how many seconds were left. A few seconds left. Rozenstruik hit him with a tremendous shot, split his lip wide open, knocked him down, dropped him. You know, it was a punch that could have knocked out most fighters. And had he jumped on Overeem, I think even in that few remaining seconds, it was such a punch that he would have finished him. But Rozenstruik walked away. And again, I'm going by memory. It's been a while since that happened. He walked away, I guess, and I think it was Herb Dean or whatever the ref was. It was a horrible stoppage. Like, they literally let Rozenstruik dictate.
No, it wasn't Herb Dean.
It
was Big Dan.
Dan Marigliano. Okay. Maybe I'm just blaming Herb Dean.
They don't call him Big Dan, do they? They call Big John. They don't call Big Dan.
Yeah, I don't know. You said Big Dan, and I just went.
You know what's funny? Because I knew him as Big Dan. I knew Big Dan back when, like, I met Henzo was at his gym. He used to run fighting matches out of his gym in Elizabeth, right. New Jersey. Did you know that?
I did not.
Dan, say his last name again.
Marigliata.
Yeah, I used to always call him Big Dan because he used to visit Henzo's a bunch. And, you know, used to roll with him and shit.
Was Dan. I'm looking at it right now.
It was Dan.
He, boom, like, lit. I wish there was a clock. It's 1-0, at least 5 seconds left. Hold on. Maybe I'm crazy here. Boom. He drops him and he walks the fuck away.
Well, I mean, he walks
away and then Overeem stands up and he's staggering, but that shouldn't have been he was walked away. He the ref's job is not to tell a fighter go this way and continue punching.
But how many seconds were left?
Let me look at it on the UFC's site because on the YouTube, I was looking at it. Because I was furious for Overeem. I was like, this guy at his age is fighting as well as he is. And to have one taken from him like that was very frustrating.
I want to see talk other things than MMA with him. It's, you know, sometimes like when I'm squatting up, like I like my guys are cool. My Kimura lad and Kimura Bucko and them. But, you know, but there's other times, like, I don't want to, like, it's not them in particular, but, like, if other people know who I am, like, I don't want to always talk MMA, you know what I'm saying?
Sure, you want to talk other stuff.
I might want to talk about just Merkin Fools and, you know what I'm saying? What's the on Netflix? I don't know. I, like, you know what I mean? Only because, you know, because when it comes to questions like that, I'm going to be like, yo, you got to listen to the podcast, yo. Just listen to that. You'll know everything, what I think about Habib.
Yep.
But But you know, it's all good, man. I just like be like, you know, I think a lot of guys feel refreshed when we ask about stuff other.
I totally agree.
Because I know as a fighter, it can get a little fucking redundant. How you feeling? I mean, you got to ask certain things because it's our job, but you know, I want to know what you're doing on the day off. What are you doing on the day off, Jimmy?
Yeah, I agree.
What are you doing when the fight's over? Win or lose? What is your hobbies? What do you like to do? You like long walks? You like a nice stroll in the park? Meditation like Jimmy Bird with his fucking, Quest headset on?
I'm watching it right now, Matt, as we're talking. And the clock, like I couldn't see the clock. The last thing was 11. So I'm going to guess there was like 7 seconds left. And poor Overeem had his lip. Maybe this will show. They're not showing the clock as they show the replay because the clock wasn't on the screen. He drops. Rosenstrike just walks away. Oh, Marigliotta ran in and stopped it. That was why he walked away. What a terrible job. I mean, I like Dan a lot. That was terrible.
Yeah, that's terrible. Dude, I'm with you, man. That job is a rough ass.
That was fucking terrible.
You know?
It was listed at 456. And he wasn't on it. If he jumped on him again and landed one or two more punches, I get it. But he didn't. He walked away. But then again, did he walk away because Big Dan jumped in? Or Dan, now you're going to be calling him Big Dan. Because Dan jumped in. And the reason I'm going over it a little bit is I know it's not, it's past history.
Did we ever ask him?
I think we talked to him last time. Yeah.
Rosenstrike.
I don't remember.
Not over him. I think over him is probably sick as shit talking about that. You know,
he's been on the game so long.
I wonder not the fighting. The fighting is a hard thing to get old because it's such a, so thrilling, but right. This talking to two schlubs like us. Now you're not a schlub, Jimmy. You're fucking amazing.
Well, no, the thing is
part of history with that Opie and Anthony show.
The reason it matters is this.
What's that, Jimmy?
Because Overeem said that he wants to win a heavyweight title and then retire. And he wants to continue momentum moving into a heavyweight title, which he should. So that loss, he's now number 6. And I think Rosenstrike is 3 and Lewis is 5. Again, I'm going by memory. I want to just look at it. Yeah, Lewis is 4. Oh, I'm sorry. Overeem's 5. And Rosenstrike is 3. So had that been different, Alistair might have been 3. And then you have Ngannou fighting Stipe. And then, Curtis Blaydes has lost to Ngannou, I think, twice. So I think maybe an Alistair rematch would have been next. Yeah, I don't know. That's just why I'm thinking he has a reason to be pissed about that.
Well, that whole thing made me just get a flashback of a clip I saw a couple of days ago of Francis having Stipe stalked up against the cage and throwing at him. And he does his head movement and he circled out. He dodged one, circled out of the other. Oh. When is that fight? When is that rematch?
That's in March. I'll tell you.
Is that March 6th? That's not March 6th.
I don't remember.
So I'm going to be Aljo's March 6th.
Yeah, he's on the same card as Amanda. Ooh. And is that the Ortega Volkanovski fight? There's so many, you know.
There's so many fights that it's hard to tell, but we should know. Or producers will find out. And if they fuck up, it's their heads. Sorry. I enjoyed talking to Frankie Edgar the other day.
I did too.
I might start listening to his podcast, The Tramp and the Stamp. I feel like a dick. I'm like, oh, you're still doing that? Of course he's doing it. Why am I even? I should be listening. Is what I should be doing.
You don't know. It's okay. You're busy.
I'm a busy bird.
What are you? You have a family. You got friends. You got battles to do in your headset. You can't be listening, just enjoying podcasts all day.
Not all day. Hey, Jimmy. My kids' official snowman that they did yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, man. Listen, if I had an applause button, I'd press it. I thought it was a beautiful thing. You know, I went out, shoveled my me and my wife, like I gotta get a snowblower. We got these other ones that were like these fucking, they thought they were like, well, it's a cleaner version because it's, you don't need gas. They suck. Unless it's total powder, they suck. So I got two of them sitting there. They suck. So I need one of those old school. I need a fucking nice fuck. What did I say? I didn't say a lawnmower, did I?
I don't remember. You meant a snowblower?
A fucking snowblower. I don't know why the fuck I said that. But anyway, this might not be entertaining, Jimmy, to you. But I don't know. Listen, I like to take it. If I ain't that shit, I'd do the whole neighborhood. Man, I take care of my neighbor. There's an, I got some elderly neighbors, Jimmy. You got to do the right thing. I have, this is my, Jimmy, hey, listen, we got to talk about something. Listen, we'll get to the fights in a second. I have a shovel. And the guy who made this has to be a millionaire. Sounds like an old, sounds like an oldie I say that. It must be a millionaire. It's, he's a shovel with a handle that's a, comes out, that's attached to the low, to the pole. So you don't have to bend down. You hold here, you hold here. You understand?
Yeah. Yep.
This is awful. Listen, we're going to cut all this out. Let's get the picket fights.
Well, I'll be honest. I was a little distracted. I'm reading Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, shit.
Look, he has the right to his opinion.
Who? Who are we talking about?
Stephen A. Smith.
Okay.
But he doesn't like... He drew the line on, he doesn't like women fighting. He said, he's, you know, he doesn't think it should be outlawed, but he personally doesn't like to see them punching each other in the face. And it's like, you know, I get, look, you're allowed to have preferences. And if that's not your thing, that's not your thing. But it's so idiotic. Like when I watch it, when you watch Amanda Nunes, I'm not thinking Amanda Nunes. When you're watching, you know, I'm not thinking, boy, she fights good for a lady. It's not even occurring to me. You're just watching her just destroy people. When Ronda was beating people, you were just watching an incredibly dominant fighter. And you have the right to have feelings about that. But I just, it's such a silly thing to separate it like that when it's been going on and there's so many good fighters who are women. It's just a very silly thing, you know, to think.
Was that just for MMA or is that just, is that for just combat sports in general?
He was saying combat sports in general. And again, I think he's allowed to have the opinion. I'm not saying he should
have their opinion.
Yeah, know? He's allowed. Sure, of course.
Let me tell you, one of the proudest moments I ever had was working my wife's corner and she did a kickboxing match.
That's right.
At the Capitale in the city. And, you know, it was a nice event. It's an event under some bright lights where if it was, you know, a lot of fighters that are not good gym fighters fighters that didn't walk out of the locker room. Oh, no, I don't feel good. I mean, it's one of those things. And for her to do that, it was just such an amazing thing for me because she never played any sports and stuff. I talked about this before, but my point is, you think I would let my wife get in there if I thought, like, you know,
right,
what I mean? Like,
of course.
Of course, there's certain risks, but isn't that life? It's not,
that's
like
life.
You know what I mean? And it was, it's just done so much. And it was such an experience for the whole family to experience that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. He might just be not wanting to see girls take punishment. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I get it, but it's like by this point.
Yeah, man.
You know, I mean, like, you know, you watch Cyborg and Amanda fucking Rose, the way she fights, or Yan Jaechik or Wiley Zhang. Like, I mean, come on.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, it sounds kind of sexist, but hey. Listen.
Yeah, I'm always careful with this because a guy is allowed to feel the way he wants to feel. And I'm not saying, you know, that there should be anything that happens because of it. Like, I just think it's a stupid opinion, but you're certainly allowed to have it.
You know, think about all these girls that would be out of a job and not fulfilling their dreams or not following their dreams because other people had that. But whatever, it's all good.
Yeah.
You know,
and how many of them are good? They're really good at it. Like, you know, when you're watching, like, again, when I'm watching, whether it's Mackenzie Dern or whoever it is, it's not like you're watching, like, oh, look at that lady. You just watching two people fight. I guess I just like watching people fight and I don't like fighting.
Yo. I'm reading here. Did you read about Magny Fies back at?
Oh yeah, yeah. Yes, Maya.
Want to touch base on that? If we got time.
Yeah, I guess he tagged Neil Magny, and he was kind of mocking the performance in a tweet, congratulating Chiesa on that decision win, and Magny was responding saying, "Hey, where was this energy a few months ago when you had the opportunity to fight me? I don't handpick opponents like you do. I fought the best guys in the UFC for 8 years, something you know nothing about. Make sure you keep that same energy when you see me in person. I'll give you my word that I'm slapping you on sight and teaching you some respect."
That's from Magny.
You know, Magny, yeah.
Magny's not a Magny is the furthest thing from a shit talker. You know what I mean? Like, he's a nice guy. You know, that's I'll tell you, that's something else. I mean, listen, I'd like to see them fight. He's fun. I mean, The other guy don't give a shit, though, huh?
Well, you know what it was? Because he probably put, like, the crying, laughing emoji. And I don't know what the little... What does the little one mean?
Little bird.
The emoji. Crying emoji and the little squirrel next to it. What does that mean? Because he wrote, absolutely dominant ground game on display. Closes with a unanimous decision. And he was showing pictures of him, like, smothering and mauling Magny. Which is fair, because, I mean... Michael was tremendous that fight. So he deserves I didn't have any objection to that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know, Chiesa was incredible, but
yeah,
to have, I guess it was like the little crying face and the, what does that mean? The otter next to it. What does that mean?
Otter?
Yeah.
Dude, don't throw these curveballs at me with the otter.
Oh, cause he was on his back during the fight. Oh.
Oh. I don't know. But you know what I do know?
What?
When I'm looking over this card, which is a great card, I'm looking at the prelims. And I'm telling you, headlining that thing, I like the Michael Johnson versus Clay Guida.
Yes.
I'm an old school guy. That's a great fight. That's a fight I'm surprised never happened before.
Yeah.
I like that. Michael Johnson's always dangerous, and I love Clay Guida, man. He's got energy for days.
Yep.
Running around afterwards, jogging and doing fucking whatever. He's got his hair all crazy. Mm-hmm. I love it, man. I'm looking forward to that as just not only a fight fan, but especially as an old school dude.
Yeah.
I like, oh my goodness. You know, I'm a big fan of Benel Darouche.
Yeah, but yes.
And Diego Ferreira is a stud.
Yep.
He's on a six. Oh, look at this.
Six-fight win streak.
Yes. Diego's on the 6-fight win streak. He's a little like under the radar for some reason. And he subbed Anthony Pettis. But where has he been? Where has he been for a couple of years?
That's right. Well, it was January of 20. Yeah, you're right. January. It's about a year. About a year.
No. It's about 2 years.
No, it's January of 20.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right, Jimmy. It's about a year. What am I?
But before that, it was September of 19.
I saw the 18. And it's,
Yeah. But you know what it was, Matt? Before that, it was September. So he's fought twice since September of 2019.
Okay, that was my bad. But I mean, his last fight was with Andy Pettis. I mean, that's fucking great.
Yeah.
I mean, to get a submission win over him is phenomenal.
But Dariush has looked really, really good.
Oh, he's been looking actually crazy because he went from being more like not strictly a grappler, but that's where you knew he wanted it.
Yeah.
But now he's striking. He's taking guys out. I watched that Jakar close fight again.
Yeah,
great. That was something else because Jakar is a stud and he's a savage. And he had him. He was clocking Benel a few times. Nice, where it's like, hey, man. He might get him out of here. And next thing you know, Benil hit him. And am I pronouncing his name different every time?
Benil Dariush, yeah.
What am I saying? Benil.
Yeah.
Benil.
Yeah.
You don't like that photo of me, Jimmy.
I do.
I know him a lot. I know him a lot. I love you, buddy. Poor Jimmy. Jimmy, did you see the artwork that guy did of us? Did you like it?
Yes, I love that. I like that a lot. It was great.
Jimmy, is it immature of me to ask him to do another one as us of as superheroes?
No, I think it is actually negligent on his part to not have done that automatically.
More savage than Jimmy Bird, the Adventures. Yeah. He could do a take on that, like a nice little something on that. Do you think that's weird that a 46-year-old man wants to be drawn as a superhero?
Oh, and do you think it's wrong that a 52-year-old man agrees with you completely? And I feel that we should tell that artist, we're threatening a lawsuit if you don't do it because you used our images.
Jimmy, I want it done. And I thought about it. I go, is it weird? Is it? And then I thought, you know what? What about your buddy Sam Roberts? You don't think he has a drawing of him as a wrestler in tight somewhere, as a wrestler? Even if he did it at a fair or somewhere, he had somebody draw it up. I guarantee your buddy. Did you ever see one of Sam Roberts as a pro wrestler?
No, I have not.
I guarantee. Can you text him now? Could you ask him if he has a picture of himself in a drawing as a pro wrestler? Or is that weird? Why don't you just play along, Jimmy? Everybody wants you to. You know, you're hesitating. Hell, I'm asking. I'm asking you to do it. Is that too much to ask?
No. I mean, I guess I could.
You should, Jimmy. I guarantee he's going to say yes. That's my question. You're not moving on it.
Well, I'll wait till after because right now he's doing something.
Yeah, Jimmy. You can't. You, I think you should just do it.
No, I'm looking at my computer. I have to plug my computer in. Otherwise, I'm going to go. I'm going to go dark. I'm going to lose it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what I. Oh, by the way,
yes.
Let me tell you. You know what? Let's do a Jimmy. Do the movie minute, please, Jimmy. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not going.
I'll be happy to do one
now. Intro. No, I'm not doing that.
But, I'll do the newer version of it. This is the 2021 version. Well, Matt's movie minute.
That's me. Anyway, I try to work with that too, with like a smooth voice like that.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like a cognac.
That was fun. Yeah. Every time you do it, you should do it a little different. So keep.
I agree. I'll do it live every time from now on.
Listen, I don't know if you've seen this movie. It came. I think it came out in like 6 years ago. I'm like.
The Godfather. No, sorry.
I want to give this movie some shine because
okay,
anytime there's a reboot, guess what? It normally is just fucking shit. Hot garbage. It really is. I mean, I can name the reboots. All right, let's talk about some reboots right now. Before I get into the movie I'm talking about, which I want to give I want to just applaud it.
Spider-Man.
Jimmy, well, there's a ton of reboots of that, but
yeah,
no, I'm not talking about that. A lot of those are good. Tom Holland's good. I love Tobey Maguire, though, even though you thought he stunk.
Just Batman.
Kidding. No. Listen, what are we even talking about?
You're saying reboots, so I'm just naming
reboots. Listen, I'm talking about reboots of old movies.
Okay,
I'm talking about, I'm happy Cody's ready. We got to talk to Cody. But we got to go back to this because I'm going to forget the movie. Everybody, we're going to finish this movie minute. You're going to find out the movie I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I'll give you a hint right now. It's not the reboot of Point Break. It's not the reboot of Total Recall. It's not the reboot of, what's the one with the fucking Fright Night? They were all shit. And two of them had Colin Farrell on it. Shit.
Yeah.
Both of them. I'm going to tell you what we're talking about after we talk to Cody Stamen.
Cody Stamen, yes. Let's bring him in.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What's up, buddy?
What's up? How are you guys?
How are you, man?
I'm good.
The last time I saw Cody, Jimmy, we were on a nice flight back from
a nice flight. Ooh. It wasn't that great of a flight for me, but the food was great.
The food was great, and it is a nice experience. That business class or first class, whatever we had, it was beautiful. No,
dude, it's hard to go back, right?
It is, right? It's
rough. It is rough. Me and Jimmy talked about that like last week or so. When you try, you ever go back to coach Jimmy? Have you been in like?
Sure. Yeah. You like if something's not available or if a place is just they don't have a budget. It's just and you got to deal with it, but it sucks. And you want to walk by. I've had a flyby one time. My girlfriend and I were going to Vegas for a festival and the plane changed and they booked us in first class because it was kind of part of the contract. And we got booted back to coach because the plane was smaller. And all you want to do is tell people as you're walking, like, I'm supposed to be up in the. this is a
bit. Hey, what am I doing here?
That's too funny.
Yeah.
We were on that flight, you know, and yeah, you had a tough fight with Jimmy Rivera. It was a good fight, though. You were in the fight. It's not like it was a competitive fight. And Jimmy is a stud. But I remember one thing that stuck out when we were talking. And you're like, you know, because you were coming off a very good win over Brian Kelleher, you know?
Yeah.
And you were like, you know what? It was just too soon. I jumped in too soon again. I shouldn't have done it. You know what I mean? Do you remember that?
I do remember that. And it was, you know, like if you're smart after a fight, you take some time, you recover. And, you know, on top of that, you know, I had some family stuff I had to deal with. So
yeah,
I honestly hadn't trained a day for that fight. Like, I hadn't been back to the gym since the Kelleher fight. I mean, well, the week, you know what I mean? I had a week essentially to prepare, and I don't know what, my ego just got the best of me. And I just thought, you know, it doesn't matter. I can do it. I'll figure it out.
You know what? And a guy like Jimmy Rivera is a full camp peaking at the right time type of guy. You know what I mean?
You gotta be ready for that kid.
Yeah.
He's tough, man.
That was, I mean, I'm one of the few guys that got to see that live, Jimmy.
Yeah.
It was great. It was a competitive fight. You know, there's been so many fights since, but I remember it being a competitive bout. You know what I mean? But it just came up a little short.
Yeah, it was close. Yeah. So if I had, like I said, if I had 2 weeks, 3 weeks, if I had a little bit of time and a little bit more on the gas tank and just a little bit sharper, you know, I beat Jimmy. That's one of that haunts me. You know, I want to get that back bad.
So do you, you're fighting someone who has, like, when you fight a guy and this is his first fight in the UFC, Askar, you know, you obviously there's jitters. Do you think they approach it any differently, or do you approach a guy like that? Because sometimes they come out very, very aggressively because they want to do, they have all that energy. It's their first fight. Do you approach a guy a little bit differently when you know it's his first and he might have something more to prove?
No, I don't know. You know, I was getting ready for Merab. So that guy doesn't really come out slow either. I mean, he's an absolute animal. You know, so honest to God, like, you know, when Merab got COVID, it was like, I don't care who they give me, because when you're getting ready for someone like that, who's just an absolute animal, and the hell I had to put myself through to, you know, prepare for a fight like that, I felt like no one was really going to scare me at that point. You know what I mean? Like, you're fighting someone that isn't, like, known. I literally think he breaks guys in the cage. So, you know, I was pretty much ready for anything. So I told my manager, I'm like, I don't really care who it is. You know what I mean? If they can get me somebody, it doesn't matter what the weight class is. I don't care. Like, let's just, let's do it. And then it was, you know, Andre first. And then, you know, this Askar kid, I don't know much about the kid. You know, I don't really care to know a whole lot about him. You know what I mean? I know that he's got to fight me, and that's going to be a nightmare for him.
Do you watch a lot of tape? Judging by what you're saying, I can tell you, do you not watch a lot of tape? Maybe let your coaches do that. Or do you watch a little?
Normally I do. I just like to know kind of their stance, what weapons they have that are maybe their best weapons or their go-to things. But I used to watch, like, tape religiously, and I kind of got out of that because it's almost like you start giving guys too much credit. You know, you start instead of just reacting and focusing on what you're doing, it's almost like you've seen them fight so much that you're waiting on them to do something that you've seen, you know what I mean? And I've had that issue in fights where I'm thinking and not fighting, you know, I'm analyze what's going on. Like, oh, he's about to, you know, he's going to shoot. He's going to do this instead of just fighting, just doing what I know how to do.
Yeah. Giving the guy too much credit. That's interesting. And when you give someone too much credit, you're probably a little too cautious.
No. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. He's got the right attitude. You always have to feel like they have the problem. They got to deal with me. They're facing me.
Yeah.
Like, yep. You know, and they're going to be locked in a cage with myself. I'm not locked in there with them. He's locked in there with me. That type of attitude, Jimmy.
Oh, absolutely. No, you're right. You know?
Like you, Jimmy, in a subway car when a couple of thugs walk in. That's what you told me. I'm just quoting you, basically.
What did I say?
When, like, a couple of, like, nasty thugs, like something right out of the Warriors, walking on a subway car, and you're there by yourself. And you're in there like, no. They think they're locked. I'm locked in with them. No. They're locked in here with Jimmy Bird.
Yeah.
Remember you told me that?
I did say that. Yeah. I did. I say that. Yeah. I said that I was running into the next car. I said, they're locked in here with me. Let me get out of here.
You're bad news on the subway, huh?
You don't. I am bad news on the subway. Yep. If I see a problem, I walk the other way. I stay
there. Jimmy will be a hero in a second.
No, you can't be, because it's not even fair fighting. You know, you'll be fighting a guy and he'll pick up shit and throw it at you. There's craziness on the subway that you don't want to deal. You don't want to deal with lunatics. Like, a guy who's just going to kick your ass is one thing, but, you know, there's no rules on the subway. Some guy will bite you. It's just too much.
So, you know, I'm from the country. The first time I went to New York, I got on the subway, and it's the car I was on was packed, and the guy standing right next to me had, like, literally just pissed himself. just pissed himself. And I'm standing there and I'm like, I look down and I look at the guy because I can smell pee. And he's standing there and we just locked eyes and I was literally standing this far away from me. And I like looked at him and I looked down and I looked at him again. And he just kind of like nodded at me, like in this blaze, no one's home looking at me. And I'm like,
well,
holy shit. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Jimmy's going to use this time to apologize for that. Jimmy.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed.
I recognized you. No, I was one time in the front car. And when you're in the front car on the subway and you stop in the station, you're way down at the end of the station. So it's quieter. And the doors open and no one was getting on or off. And I'm just looking out and there's a guy just shitting, but he's just squatting against the wall, shitting, looking at me like, what the fuck you look? And I'm like, how am I the bad guy in this?
Yeah.
Like, I just see you shitting and I look and I'm rude all of a sudden for staring. So yeah, you got to watch it down there. It's a lot of crazy people.
it's a weird place. There's an Instagram account called Subway Creatures and it's actually really hilarious. There's some wild shit happening.
Oh wow, they should. But then you get good musicians too. Like there's guys I would see and they'll come on, you know, I need sunshine, like these guys doing 50s doo-wops or these like Mexican playing like Latin music, and they're really good musicians. You could tell these guys probably made a living at one point playing music.
So as it's good as bad, huh?
Well, you tip them. Yeah. But there's like the really talented people just trying to make a living on the subway. So you know, you give them money.
Hey, Jimmy, though. Jimmy doesn't tip. He just goes, oh, that's good.
Yeah. Look, I hand him a card with the wrong name on it. Good. See if I can get your contract.
Hey, Cody, you know what I like? I liked seeing that you were working with Aljo. You guys got some rounds in or something.
Yeah. I mean, he hit me up and he wanted to work out. And I was like, dude, of course. I honestly went and watched some Peter Yan fights. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to be Peter Yan for him. I'm going to do my best to fight like Peter Yan. So I love doing that. I love doing that. Like trying to play somebody else. You know what I mean? It's fun, you know, because I mean, all the practice kind of blend in. They all seem the same. But when you like get opportunity to like, you know, try to fight like somebody else, it's cool to do that. You know, like I like Aljo, man. He's a good dude.
He is a good dude. He's just got a bad bone in his body. He's just you know, dangerous guy in the cage, but he's a great guy. What do you now? I don't know if you're a little biased because you might be a little closer with Aljo, but what do you think of that fight? That's something I'm sure you're gonna be watching.
Aljo, Peter Yan. I mean, so you know, Peter Yan's like a sleeper. You know, I feel like he waits for a long time. You know, he has that Thai style where he like. He's waiting. He's trying to figure you out. And I feel like, you know, if you really give Aljo the time to kind of set up on the outside, you know, he's really, really good on the outside, really good on the outside. And then he's really good at closing that gap in for the shot, you know? So I think Aljo could do really, really well in that fight. You know, I think he could give Peter Yan a lot of problems. You know, Yan is good when, you know, he gets moving, you know, when he really starts, you know, the ball starts rolling, but I think if you never really give him a chance to set up and you're constantly making him think about what the hell's going on, you know, Aljo's got a lot of tools, a lot of different weapons that I feel like he could use. More than anything, I'm excited to watch him fight. You know, I think it's going to be a great fight. You know, I'm curious to see how good Peter Yan's wrestling is. You know, I don't know if he's going to be able to stop the shots. I think if Aljo can get him on the ground, I think Aljamain, you know, could be the UFC champ.
It's exciting.
Yeah. It really is. And it's good. I was happy for Aljo too. He deserved it. I thought he waited. He had to wait for a little while. And I hate when I see a guy who I was like, that guy should be next, if, you know, in a fair life, you know, and I was happy that he got his shot. He definitely deserves it.
Yeah. He should have been Jose Aldo in that equation. He should have maybe gotten that fight one fight sooner. I agree.
So let's talk about what you're either reading or watching right now. I always like to get turned on to a new series or a movie. Jimmy likes, what is that again? Reading books? No, I'm only kidding.
No, no, boo, no.
But a lot of our guests do.
Yes.
Yeah. So I just finished what is probably my favorite series ever, Vikings. Ooh. Viking, I love that show.
This is what I'm talking about.
You've been
hanging out ages ago, me and you, Cody.
Yeah, I've never seen it. Dude, best show ever. I mean, it sucked when Ragnar died, but I was so into that show. I mean, I would stop everything in my life to watch that, and it just ended. So I'm kind of like a lost puppy right now. I'm watching all kinds of different weird.
Did you ever crap see the last, you ever see The Last Kingdom?
Oh, The Last Kingdom's really good too. I actually watched that. I mean, all that, you know what I mean? Like
similar, but
yeah, all that style of shows, all that stuff just sucks me in, dude. I can't even function when it's on. I'm just glued to the TV.
It's such a nightmare. I keep telling Jimmy about Vikings.
Yeah, but now I know the guy died, so it's like I don't
need to. But there's everybody.
No. There's more to it. You'll like it. I've never had anyone watch that and be like, this is.
I know. I keep hearing how good it is. Everyone is saying that. Like it's everyone. No one has said that show sucks. So
Matt, I think it's better than Game of Thrones. I think it's really better than Game of Thrones. Yeah, I really do.
It is up there, Jimmy. The characters in it—they're very. It's deep. It's philosophical. They talk about the Catholic with the Christians with the pagans and the different beliefs and gods. Dude, it's deep. The fight scenes are great. And your girlfriend liked it. My wife loved it, man. She loved Lagatha, like the shield maiden. It's strong female characters. Everything's fucking great now.
Yeah, the characters are great. Yeah, I mean, like they really did a good job in the show. And there is a little bit of history tied to it too. Like I actually went back and I was like reading on some actual like Norwegian history, and there are some like truths to the things that they're talking about. Like the characters like Ragnar and all these people, like they are actually famous people in like the sagas of, you know, the Vikings. So it's cool. I mean, it's obviously not that accurate, but it's cool that it's, you know, you're getting a little history lesson. You don't feel as bad for sitting on the couch for 8 hours. You know?
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah. True. So it's such a good show. It is a hard one to follow. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm always looking for something new.
Is it on Netflix?
No, it's on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
You know, but you'll binge that thing, man.
Yeah, I'll watch it. I mean, I've heard enough good things about it where it's like, all right, now I kind of want to, you know.
I'm going to bring it up to Cody now, because I was going to bring up what I watched the other night, this action movie. That's a reboot kind of.
Right.
I was bringing it up, and then all of a sudden you came on. So I was going to save it for after, but since we're on the topic, have you ever seen, it's the new Mad Max with Tom Hardy. What's it called? Fury Road. Did you ever see that? It's like six years old.
With Charlize Theron. Shit.
It's with Charlie. What's her name?
Yeah.
Again?
Charlize Theron. Yes. Very.
And Tom.
I need a movie to watch tonight.
Such a fun. Dude, what a great action movie. Jimmy, have you seen that movie?
Yeah. Yeah. It was good. It was actually very good.
You're saying good. I think it was phenomenal. Unless I was on some crazy edibles. It was fucking great.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you're going to love it. A lot of reboots are shit. The new Red Dawn. The fucking Total Recall. I can go through a bunch of them. I'm not watching Point Break. I refuse. It looks like just hot garbage. All right, I'm going to calm down, but I'm just.
I think I did love Mad Max. I haven't seen it in years, but you know what? I remember being fascinated by the camera work. I thought it was great. There's not a whole lot of dialogue in it. I mean, it's a real action movie. It's really good.
So good. Tom Hardy was fantastic. Because you don't think anybody's going to be able to be Mad Max after
Mel Gibson. Sure.
You know what I mean?
All right, I'm going to watch it tonight.
Awesome. Fury Road. Yes. I'm telling you, you're going to like it. It's going to amp you up.
You're fighting this Saturday night. We have Alistair coming on now. Overeem is, I guess he's available. We had a big mix up at the time. So Cody, good luck on Saturday night against Askar, making his debut at Fight Night. Overeem versus Volkov. It's good talking to you, man. And it's always good having you on.
Thanks guys. Yeah. Have a good day.
Okay, buddy. Have a great fight. Take care.
Take care, buddy. Why is being from Holland weird? I don't think it's weird. Why would Michael Myers say that? I'm from Holland. Isn't it weird? Go ahead, do the impersonation that he does.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Do what I did before.
I don't remember what you did. Remind me.
I'm going to get you to play with me more, Jimmy.
No, but tell me what you did and I'll do it. If you do it,
I'm
first.
No, I'm sick of being your little dancing monkey. All right.
I'm just trying to get the information.
Whoa. What just happened there?
No, my camera got,
you know,
a little blurry.
Why don't we start going over some fights?
Yeah, we can do that.
No. Are we, making picks? I'll pick the whole damn card.
We can. Let's start at the bottom. Now, we were talking about...
Started at the bottom. Now we're here.
Fajeda against Dariush. I'm going to take Dariush.
Bottom. And now what's... All right, Jimmy. All right. That's a... Man, I like that Diego Ferreira. But I also like Beneil Dariush. What do you think?
I'm taking Dariush. I'm going to take him. Again, it's a tough fight. I am going to... It's funny. He's coming off two TKOs, and Fajeda's coming off of two submissions. Oh, no. Submission and decision. Okay, sorry. I thought that said sub. I'm going to go with a second round TKO.
Diego Ferreira decision.
Okay.
Because I think it's going to get to the grappling realm. And I think Beneil's phenomenal with the grappling. I think I saw a Diego fight in, I believe it was Abu Dhabi in September 17th, 2019.
Yep.
Yeah. And he impressed the heck out of me.
Okay.
For Tezimov. All right. I hope I pronounced his name right.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I'm just like, yo, I'm impressed with this kid. And then after that, he goes and he beats Anthony Pettis. So I will feel silly if I went against him right now, even though I love Beneil Dariush.
Okay.
You know? But all right, let's move right along. I'm going with Cody Stamann. And I think he's going to be, I think Oscar is, you know, he's going to be, he's new in the UFC. And he's, and listen, the guy's only got one loss.
Yeah, four KOs.
There's
yeah.
levels to this. How many?
Four knockouts, two subs.
Okay. Okay. Cody by third round stoppage. I'm going to say.
Like I'm going to take.
Round type of thing going on there.
Cody by decision.
Ooh, okay. Okay. Let's get into the next one.
Okay. Alexandre Pantoja against. Manil Cape, who is a former champion in a, another promotion, and he is making his debut. He's 29. We don't have a record on him, do we? What's his record? Pantoja is 6-3.
Yes, he's 6-3. You know what that 15-4. He's got experience in that.
Cape is 15-4, yeah.
15-4. Okay, but he was the former champion over there. They're around the same age. I'm going to go with experience. I'm going with Alexandre. And I'm going to say by decision.
Okay.
You know,
I am going to take Manil Cape. First round stoppage.
Okay. Ooh, we got a few left. We'll get those.
Yeah, we will.
I'm talking to Alistair Overeem. Sorry, I set that up in case they want to go to like a commercial.
No, you're right. Thank you. It was good.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Look at this ageless wonder. I want to say that. Let me say that again when the audio's on. Look at this ageless wonder. Oh, hi, Overeem. You hear us?
How are you doing, man?
Yeah, good. How are you guys?
Look at you with your height and your hair. Look at you.
I still have hair.
You do. Yeah. As right? The part of the two of us.
Now, Jimmy. Jimmy, I'm looking at this setup where he's underneath us. Put your head towards the middle right now. If we put our heads together, we might look like an ass. Do it.
I don't want to do that because it's the other way. You're on my left. It wouldn't look right.
You look like a couple of nutsacks. You look like a nutsack, you know? Look at the setup here. The setup is very strange. You know what I mean? But Alistair, thank you. We're trying to kill you with kindness, and right away you go on the attack.
But he's right.
What did I say?
Well, basically you're saying how much you're loving your hair. And you're
I never called you a bald sack.
You never. I basically called myself a ball sack.
You did.
That's true. It is true. Allison, let me ask you something that's been bugging me. Do you ever see the Austin Power movies?
Nah, I don't know.
Hitler is
old, right? He's like 20 years old.
I'm an old man. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, me and you could have went to high school together. I'm only fucking around. I'm only kidding, motherfucker. Hey, I'm not doing what you're doing. You're a young man. But my point is, during one of the third one, Gold Member, he played a villain from Holland. And he would always say, I'm from Holland. Isn't this weird? What's so weird about being from Holland? This is Jimmy. By the way, this is Jimmy's question.
So that's an American thing, right? Everything far away, everything different is unique, and then it's kind of like adds to the mystique, I guess. I think
it's probably that,
maybe,
even though he's a Canadian, right?
exotic Holland. A lot of people can't even find it on the map.
Yeah,
I've been there, I love it.
Yeah, it's nice. I miss it.
You do.
Where do you live now? Where do you you live there still?
No, I live in Miami. I have a place in South Beach, and then I train in Denver. And then I also often go back home to Netherlands, right? So those are my three main spots, Netherlands, Denver, Miami.
Wow. What's the weather like compared to Miami when you go back home? It's a little gloomy.
Netherlands is like, winter is a little bit miserable. Right, it's not too cold. It's kind of like gray and rainy, yeah. And the summers is kind of nice. Summer's perfect, so I like to be back summers.
Oh, look at that!
Yeah,
you don't got to deal with the shit that I was dealing with yesterday. Well, I built a snowman with my kids. That's fun, but you know
what happens?
What? Well, the snow. We have a lot of snow over here right now.
I mean, snow is beautiful. We have that in Denver too, Colorado, right?
That's true.
Oh yeah, yeah. Snow. Probably worse. You guys get it worse there.
Absolutely. A lot of snow. So I've been in the snow the last, 6 weeks?
Oh, shit.
If not longer.
Are you running the mountains over there, like Rocky?
Yeah.
In Rocky Ford?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah? That's awesome. Hey, the fighting never gets old. And me and Jimmy are delights, but how much do you, when it's press day, I know you got to do it, but you're like, oh, here we go. How do I feel?
No, but It matters when you're having a nice conversation, right? With you guys, it's like friends. We've been doing it for a minute. Yeah. So then it's kind of like you're just chilling. Usually when you have a rookie reporter or rookie journalist, because they're just going through the questions and there's no chemistry to it.
Yes.
Right? True. You guys will know, right? When there's no chemistry, everything is like, but when there's chemistry, you just flow with it and it's kind of like a nice talk.
Yeah, it's more comfortable as opposed to feeling like you're just sitting there in a line going, all right, next.
Yeah.
But we were talking before about I as far as your skill level and how you look so good, man. Like you look like literally are on a 5-fight win streak as far as I'm concerned. And I'm reading that you said you want to keep fighting towards the title, and you're really close. Like you must feel good that you are very close to getting a title shot, especially when you look at the matchup you have. Miocic and Ngannou, and you've never fought Derek Lewis. Have you fought Derek Lewis?
No, I haven't fought Derek Lewis. He's actually fighting my teammate, Curtis Blaydes.
Yeah. That'd be a very interesting.
Yeah, two weeks. So.
You want, and I know you want to head towards getting a shot at the belt. So this is a very important fight. If you win this fight, do you have kind of, again, I know you can't predict the future. Do you have kind of a roadmap as to what you think might get you there just from your...
No, I don't have a roadmap, but I do know that I'm close, right? So either fight for the belt, fight for the interim belt, or win another one and then fight for the belt. So it is close. Just need to keep doing what I'm doing, stay on the ball, and it's slowly drifting towards me. What's that?
Yeah.
Still enjoying the process, the camps, the fight camps.
Absolutely. Yeah. I, to be honest, I wouldn't even know what else to do. Actually, I do know what to do because I have plans for when I retire. But
what that is.
Like, if I had to think about the last 20 years, a job to do instead of fighting, I had no idea. I don't even know what else, you know?
What can you see yourself doing after? Like, what's something you go like?
I'll become a coach, and I'll kind of maintain the same lifestyle, right? So you're going to the gym, you're doing your 3-4 hours of teaching, using your body, moving on the mats, you know, creating a great atmosphere. Learning atmosphere, which is basically what I'm doing now. But then I'll just be like main responsible, right? So that changes, that shifts.
It's yeah.
Very strange because, man, I didn't fight nearly as long as your career. And it's going to be seeming, I think, after the first 6 months, because after how many months go by, you're like, all right, had some time off. No matter how grueling a camp and fight, you're like, all right, I'm healed up. Couple months went
Let's
off.
Go.
You're waiting for a Let's phone go. Call. Yeah, you're waiting for a. I remember that felt weird to me. I'm like, I don't know what I should be doing now. I'm usually calling Silva saying, "Who do I?"
But you transition out and you transition out successfully, right?
Thank goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of been investigating that topic a lot. Transitioning into something else. And so you did have that itch for a little bit, right? Yeah. You did have it.
A little bit, yes.
How long did you have it? And what was your age when you stopped fighting?
I stopped fighting around, I think my last fight was 36, and I'm 46 now, you know? Now you lost all respect. We lost.
Yeah, I'm back. I just had a call.
Oh, no, it's okay. I had a physical thing where I had I got blood clots where thoracic outlet syndrome or something where an artery was getting compressed with my collarbone, so they actually had to go in
and cut
a rib out of me, and because it was like closing the rib and my collarbone were closed, mm-hmm. and it caused blood clots, so it was a close call, and that was kind of an eye opener, and I kind of lost the passion of it, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah, you got hurt, right? So that was like it
changed a little bit, you know.
Yeah,
but you know, listen, I can't complain. Then Jimmy flew into my life, and now, you know, now look at
me. You're killing it. You're killing it.
We're doing okay.
But, yeah. Do you ever have those moments where you're like, I just don't like? Do you ever have moments where you have to talk yourself into it? Not necessarily, you know, in the night of the fight, but are there times in life where you're like, fuck, I don't want to. I just want to do something else right now.
No, I never really had that. I have to also say that I take very good care of my body, right? So my body is good. A lot of massages, a lot of dry needling, physical therapy. My diet is on point kind of always. So I don't know. I'm, you know, when your body is good, then you can use it. If your body is kind of like, if you're injured, and listen, I've been plenty of times injured, but I always kind of found a way to get it treated and to get it better. And then, you know, you can use it, right? If your body's hurting all the time, then definitely. And I've had some serious injuries, right? So a longer period of time that you're actually thinking, But I always manage to just get that back on track and then let's go.
Yeah.
So it'll be a very big change for me to actually hang up the gloves, right? That's going to be a very, very huge change.
But I also think I'm not a fighter. So if people who retire early because of an injury, there's got to be a whole lot of what ifs. But your career, you've done everything you can possibly do. I mean, you know, you fought longer than most people. You're at the end of this, you're fighting better than ever. I mean, you're such a smart guy in the cage. You're not going to look back at least and go, oh, I should have, because you know you've done everything that you could have done.
Exactly. Yeah. I think I made the most out of it.
Yeah.
When I hang up, I'll make the most of it, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, man. So now, listen, we were asking earlier to Cody Stamen. Me and Jimmy, we always like to get turned on to new, whether it's a new movie, a new thing, somebody streaming, a book, possibly a comic book, anything that you're into. What are you doing? What kind of hobbies you got, Alistair? Turn me on.
So when I'm in training camp, I used to follow the U.S. politics like massively, but that's done now. Yeah. Yeah, the presidential election, I was very much into that. That was like kind of like a comedy show, right?
Do you get angry watching it? Like, can you watch it detached of emotion, or if you watch it, do you get like all fired up one way or the other?
No, I definitely am detached because I'm not American, right? And even if I would not vote, because if you're voting, then you get a little bit too much involved, right, with all the crap that's going on. So to me, it's good to have distance. I just follow it. It's pure interest.
Yeah,
you know, the number one country in the world, strongest superpower. So those elections were kind of interesting, right? Donald Trump is, of course, very interesting character.
Yeah.
So I follow that intensively. What else? Of course, COVID. Who doesn't, right? Really look at the numbers. What are the numbers doing? What? Okay, what else? I love history. I love human psychology. Yeah. So I read on that, books, articles. Yeah.
You read about psychology a lot.
Yeah, human psychology.
Is it because you want to use it in the cage, or is it one of those things where it's just something you like?
No, it's just something I like.
Wow.
So there's no.
Yeah, and all that stuff is separate from the fight game, right? So fight game, you have a diet. I'm very huge into. I will read a lot about that. Injury prevention, training. I make like a million and one notes, right? So I kind of keep track of my own progress / training camp. So yeah, it's just work, interests, reading, sleeping.
Are you a good meditator? Like if you're into psychology, like I'm trying to meditate.
I don't meditate. I never meditate. I don't have the patience for that.
Yeah.
Because you just got to sit there and... No, I come from the group of people that believe in doing things, not thinking things, doing it. So for me, it's all about doing stuff. I have to do it.
So when you're reading about psychology, what is it you like learning about? Do you like learning why people are the way they are? Or are you looking for insights into yourself? Or what is it that fascinates you? Because it really is very interesting.
Yeah, human psychology is interesting. It's more how the world came to be where we live in now, right? The reality that we are in. So that's a little bit the history part. particularly the last 150 years is very interesting. And a little bit to also project a little bit the future, right? Where are we going? Where do you want to be? Where do you not want to be living-wise, security-wise? Yeah, history is always interesting.
You know, talking to Alistair here, and I see there's two type of guys here. There's guys that use every minute of their day and in a pretty productive way. And that's Alistair.
And then there's us.
Me and you, Jimmy. I'm done here. I got my VR and I'm, hey, we should go to the complex and snipe them. And it's really just kind of embarrassing when I think of it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a waste. But boy, do I have fun.
Yeah,
I might just throw that. No, I'm not going to throw it away, but I might put it off to the side and pick up a psychology book. Change my ways for the better, Alistair.
It's all about your interest, right?
Yeah.
That's what I like. Alistair doesn't judge. It's all about
your interest.
You said you're not a good meditator because your mind doesn't shut off. So you got to keep yourself occupied.
Yeah,
busy.
And I did that. I did that floating tank thing. You're sitting in there. I'm just like waiting for it to finish and thinking about all the stuff I need to do. So to me, that meditation thing is like, no, it doesn't work. A little bit too busy in the mind.
Are you a good vacationer, or do you kind of just think about, again, I'm missing out on A, B, and C, or are you good at just going away and doing nothing?
Well, if I would go on vacation, of course, training and diet is priority. So I always keep that up. And then the rest doesn't matter, right? But I am always training. I'm always dieting.
Oh, even when you're on vacation, you make sure you set a schedule.
Yeah.
And I guess your family's used to it, right? Did they ever say to you like that, or you know, your wife, just slow down? You don't need to do this this week, or are they kind of just like
No. They're happy. If I look at my significant other, she's all about doing. That's a little bit her philosophy. Yeah, doing stuff. She's not about the meditation thing. So we are kind of alike in that area, I have to say.
Yeah. So do you like? Are you like a thrill seeker? Like. I dated a woman once, and I'm not a thrill seeker at all. But she like jumped off the stratosphere in Vegas. Like she liked doing all types of shit like that. Do you need to do that to kind of keep that endorphin going? Cause I imagine it's kind of hard to match what you're dealing with when you're fighting. How do you keep anything as interesting as that?
Well, I don't know what that's going to do, right? The endorphins. But I do know getting older, growing older, the need for adrenaline is becoming less. Like, for example, I jumped from a plane. I went scuba dive over there, actually real diving. And the older I get, I'm like, fuck, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not in the mood for that. Stress. So,
is the plane stressful?
No, it was actually fun. It was relaxing. But I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah.
and even the diving, I remember, you know, because you can't go up to the surface immediately. You have to kind of go slow and everything, slowly up because the pressure in your lungs. And I was like, nah, we're not built to be down there. We're not built to be up there. We're built to be exactly here.
Yeah.
And do chill things. Yeah.
That's not a beautiful, yeah. one, unless you, what else you want to chill me? That was,
yeah. Look, man, you know, we love you. And I'm really happy to see you fighting Volkov. And I want to see you get another shot at the title. I would like to see that a lot. I would really like to see you fight for the belt. You know, I think you look incredible lately. And what you're doing at age 40, at any age, it's amazing. But to see how you literally can figure out anything anybody's going to throw at you. I don't think there's anybody smarter fighting. You and Frankie Edgar, I kind of give the same level of... in the cage, fight IQ credit too. It's incredible how you figure everybody out. So I'm looking Thanks. Forward to this and good luck on Saturday night. I'm sure we'll talk to you again.
Yeah. Sounds good, guys. Hey, have a good one.
Take care, Alistair.
Peace.
Oh, let's finish our picks.
Yes. Let's finish our picks. Co-main event, Corey Sandhagen against Frankie Edgar.
I'm going to say Frankie Edgar by decision. I cannot. I really, really like Corey Sandhagen.
I do too.
I'm a fan of that kid, and I think he's going to be around for a while. I think eventually he'll be meeting up with Aljo again and all that. But I cannot go against, unless he's fighting Aljo. I'm not going ever against Alan Frankie. I can't. He's like my.
No, you know what I mean.
I'm also biased. He's like I think Frankie is a friend. Like I feel like I'll call Frankie. I like Frankie. I've hung out with Frankie.
You know? I will also go with Edgar by decision because I do think he's gonna. You know, I just think that not that Corey can't go five. Of course he can, but I think Edgar can go 10. So I'll take Frankie by decision as well.
And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm just picking him because he's my buddy. The guy's
yeah, of course,
a Hall of Famer, and he has the answer. One of those again.
There you go.
I'm going to get rid of that.
Matty goes against the grain. Love it.
Stupid. Jimmy, I'm really cringy this episode. This is the cringiest I've been the whole episode. I might listen to it. I'm going to make this kind of face. Anyway, I'll never
do that. What do you think? Main event. Alexander Volkov against Overeem. I can't believe he fought Brock 9 years ago. Like I remember when he came into the UFC, it was a big deal. I can't believe this fucking 9 years ago.
I like when he beat Brock Lesnar.
Oh, boy, did he. Yeah.
It was awesome.
I'm taking Overeem.
I'm taking Overeem, too.
How you taking him? I'm taking him in a third round stoppage. I think he's due for a good third round stoppage.
I'm going to say... Wow. I'm going to say second round stoppage.
Okay.
No. Possibly ground and pound.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, hey, man, Jimmy, hey.
I'm talking to you.
That's how we end it. Let's just put that one to the end. Good talking. Just hang up. Jimmy. That's horrible. All right, listen. This was a jam-packed show.
Thank you, Alistair. And, yeah, thank you, Cody Stamen, too.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Jimmy, I know you're on Cameo, and so is Chip.
Yes, but I'm not on the app. Only on the site. So go to cameo.com/
Matt Serra.
What's that?
/ Matt Serra?
Yes, Matt Serra.
And I think I'm on the app too. I'm everywhere. I had fun. I did some yesterday. I have fun with it, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I like my
friends. I do enjoy them too. I did a few myself.
And, you know, I'm going to be on, one day I'm going to get on Twitch because, you know, I'm in it, like they say in the old sports, I'm in it for the love of the game.
Yes, you are.
So I'll be on there playing games. I'm not even plugging anything. I'm just telling you what I'll be doing since I see you.
Okay.
You know, I got to get back to rolling, Jimmy. I'm up a little bit in my weight.
No, you look good. I mean, I'm up a lot in my weight. I got to get on a diet, but, you know, whatever.
I'm a little chubby right now, you know, but hashtag still dangerous. I love you, Jimmy.
And I love you, pal.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right. I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you over the weekend, as always.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, guys.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.